on this computer. Oh my goodness. I was just chit-chatting and didn't press record. Okay, now I'm recording. That would have been a bit of a bummer if it got all the way through and not recorded. But when we have these quite intense sensations going on in the body, whether it's, you know, unable to sleep or we're having heart palpitations or things are manifesting, it is, I've experienced, it is the body's invitation to come in and listen more deeply to what's there that is actually trying to rise in the body and get your attention. And our work is to create the space to listen to that. So yeah, sounds like that's what's going on for you, Amanda. And even for Gemma as well, you know, sometimes what is rising within us to be looked at is triggered in the relationships around us. So people are playing roles to trigger things, to help illuminate things to us and bring things up within us that we need to look at and address. And it's sometimes it's hard and it's uncomfortable and it's challenging. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot we're navigating at the moment around a lot rising within us. So I think we're being invited to look a lot at what's going on inside of us. Let me just see if I can turn my light up a little bit, if that makes it a little bit brighter. It's quite overcast here in, oh, it's a bit better in Sydney today. Yeah, we had a new moon a couple of days ago in Gemini. So I find full moons impact me more than new moons, but new moons, I think we're about to start an eclipse series as well. Oh, now I look all shiny. I think we're about to start an eclipse series as well. So I think there's a lot going on. We've got planets going retrograde, all different things happening. So just always amping up the self-care if that's going on. But Dawn, feeling confident and exuberant. Thanks for that. It's nice to have a little mix of energy. Some people who are just like buzzing and some people who are like, oh, I'm in the feels, I'm processing. Wherever you are at today, it's perfect. But again, and I just want to just share what's coming in for a minute. The guidance that I'm receiving is that we are also in a massive period of change at the moment. And sometimes change is uncomfortable. And sometimes this is when navigating transitions and letting go of old things or old parts of ourselves and wanting to step into new ones. There's this real like, you know, it's uncomfortable. It's a bit messy. We can feel a bit like wobbly, as we've been saying. But I think we've got to trust there's massive changes unfolding at the moment, both within our inner worlds and sort of in our external worlds too. And I think a lot of us are being guided to look at what changes we're being asked to make at the moment. And sometimes when situations or relationships or things, patterns within ourselves start to become really uncomfortable and really difficult to navigate, it's something within us saying, hey, you need to look at this because something needs to change here. Either you're out of alignment with something in your world or there's aspects of yourself that need to be released now so that new parts can emerge. You know, that habit or pattern of behavior isn't working for you anymore. So sometimes we get in this like, and it's part of, you know, our body and the universe trying to show us what needs to change and what needs to be upgraded or up-leveled or birthed in some way. Yeah. Beautiful, Amanda. Yeah, feeling huge changes, really trusting and listening to that. I'm feeling huge changes too. And a lot of these, sometimes what we're sensing is a lot of this is sort of happening below the surface and behind the scenes. Like that's what I'm noticing. It's less like for me, you know, the type of change you might just see happening around you that's sort of big and exciting. And a lot of it's like deep stuff. I think some of you would listen to my Instagram live that I put up around inner transformation because it's very much what we're navigating right now. But in there, I talked about it a lot and a lot is shifting within us and sort of behind the scenes and in the shadows and on a deeper level. And those types of changes can be quite uncomfortable to navigate, but they are very much part of the rebirth that we are all on the verge of stepping into. Amanda's resonating with that. Old habits die hard, but I'm ready. I feel ya. I feel ya. And very much in inner transformation. Beautiful. If anyone else who's on the call wants to share how they're feeling, if you haven't shared yet, I'd love to know. Just always nice for me to know where everyone's at as we're coming into the call. Otherwise, I will dive into, as I was saying before I hit record, our last masterclass for technical, you know, masterclass for this program, apart from our bonus class and our group coaching call, which is happening this weekend. I just have to post about it in the group to get the timing locked in for us all. But obviously big completion energy happening. And what I say in the workbook for this week in relationship to this program is this isn't the ending for all of you. This is the beginning. And I've so often felt when I've run this mastermind that it's almost like everything we work through is sort of, it's the preparation and the foundation laying for this incredible new beginning that I've come to see this program becomes the launch pad for. You know, sometimes we come into, I've seen people come to the mastermind being like, this is what I'm going to create and achieve in this period. And what this program ends up becoming is like the starting point and the getting the foundations and getting the clarity and figuring out. And then once the program ends, it becomes a beautiful launch pad for you to jump off and expand into a whole new possibility and path. And so in today's masterclass, we're going to be talking about how to kind of keep expanding and growing beyond this program. I'm going to be talking about kind of this idea of playing bigger, even though it may not be where you're at right now, and it may, sometimes it's even a bit of a triggering conversation, but we're just going to talk about defining that in your own way, where you might be feeling called to step up in some way, to show up more powerfully for what you want to create, to really commit and go all in and get devoted, or really finally break through like these old excuses and patterns of behavior and ways of giving all your power to fear that keeps you stuck. So we're going to talk a bit about that, and I want to tap us into what you might be feeling is next for you in terms of what you're ready to expand into and create beyond this program, and like giving yourself permission to dream as big as you want to dream. Like let's take away any limitations around this. Sophia, heavy, lots of low vibratory feelings this past week, which is uncomfortable when we're in them, but I really feel we've got to trust is like the body detoxing it. Sometimes when all that heaviness comes up in the body, it like we've got to imagine it's like we're releasing it out of our body, but we're sort of in it as it's releasing. And it's hard to surrender into those periods of time. But I just feel to say to you, just trust that a lot is releasing for you, particularly off your energy field, I'm feeling. And I know, Sophia, from what you've shared, you guys are going through big shifts in New Zealand around you were in pretty intense lockdown, and then things are lightening up, and we're all going through big transitions now as we start to, you know, try to get back to normal life. Danielle, feeling more peace around uncertainty, but exhausted and buzzing too. We're really oscillating between different energies. I'm exactly the same. Sometimes I'm like needing so much rest and sleep, and then other times I just can't fall asleep. I'm like, where am I? You know? So we're just in, yeah, we're in very interesting times. But thank you for your shares, loves. It gives me good insight where everyone's at. Okay. So where I want to begin in today's class is I actually want to just take us into a little exercise. Because when I want to, you know, open up this conversation around what's next for you, how do you keep expanding? What do you want to create? We don't want any of this to be heady. You know, I've said this throughout the whole mastermind. This is this journey of opening up to receive what's next, to receive what you're ready for, to receive the desire that wants to be made manifest through you, to receive the next steps. And I've been navigating this a lot because, so the mastermind's finishing, my women's group coaching program is finishing in the next, you know, kind of week or two, and I have nothing else planned at the moment that I'm creating, that I'm launching. I'm being guided to just let there be space for a couple of months. And as I've begun, as you know, things are just lightening up and completing, and there's more and more space appearing in my weeks and my days, the new path that's appearing now is dropping in so clearly, and suddenly pieces of the puzzle that seemed really confusing in the past are now just making so much sense. And I can see so clearly now, like the big pivot that I'm going on, because I know I can't do things in the old way anymore. I'm having to do things in a new way. And through the space that I'm creating and the willingness to not know and be in the receiving space, be in the in-between, be in the emptiness, be like, there's been a lot of, like my ego has been going through quite a bit of emotion of like, But if I'm not selling a program and launching a program and coaching and teaching, who am I? Like, am I still valuable? Am I like, I'm just having to work through all this stuff in my head, particularly if I'm not super active on social media at any given time. Am I like, how do I find my worth if I'm not teaching, you know? So I'm having to navigate all of that as I just let there be space. And I want to bring us into this place of receiving, because you don't have to figure out what's next. You don't have to figure out how to play bigger, how to go bigger, how to achieve your big dream. You just have to receive. And I just want us to do a little exercise just to feel into to feel for the inner pull. You know that part of you, and we've tapped into this so much through this program, that part of you that is literally pulling you and guiding you and through giving you the feelings of excitement and inspiration and passion and clarity, it's showing you where you need to go and what you need to put your energy into. So just feel to tap into that energy for a little bit, and then we will go into the rest of the class. I just saw Kylie's comment, and Kylie, I have to tell you, this is exactly what I'm working, going up against. Kylie, do you become irrelevant if you aren't posting? I feel that's a fear for me. 100%. Well, people forget about me. I feel invisible. I feel invisible if I'm not putting out content, showing up on stories, teaching a class. This is really, really big for me. And I know my destiny is to be seen and heard. This isn't about not doing it at all. But I'm in a temporary phase of not doing it because I need to witness the part of me that's addicted to it, to be honest. And that is gets so much of my worth and identity and value from doing it. And actually, like, is it true that I'm irrelevant or invisible or will be forgotten about if I'm not showing up constantly to let people know that I'm here, you know? Will my business still grow and expand if I take a little bit of space away from all of that? And I know I'm getting off on tangents, but I'm just really trusting what's coming through. I've been exploring a lot around, you know, visibility, and I'm going to do a live on it soon, because what I've been unpacking is often when we desire to be seen and heard, what I've recognized is sometimes it's my inner child driving that desire rather than my whole, complete, divine, empowered woman. And so when I've noticed myself saying not showing up, the little inner child in me is like, I feel invisible. I don't feel seen and heard. I'm not being acknowledged. And I'm like, ooh, interesting. It's that energy that's sometimes driving me to get attention and validation versus what if I can just let, if I can soothe her and let her be okay without that, and then begin to show up from this very whole empowered place of actually let, I would get to a point where there's no more fear around being visible, because I'm not doing it to get anything. I'm not doing it to get validation. I'm not doing it to be loved. I'm doing it because it feels like an extension of me just stepping into my worth and my wisdom as a woman. I wonder if you can feel that. Thanks Dawn. Connie, you'll find new people who are waiting for you to come back from your break. It's just, I think there's a lot shifting, and so we've just got to trust whatever we're feeling called and guided to do at the moment. Okay, let's just go into a little exercise, because I want us to anchor into something today. I'm just feeling there's something here for us to really connect in with. So just take a couple of deep breaths. And if you want to close down your eyes, and I like to just put my hand on my heart as a bit of an anchor to get started. You might also want to just wiggle your toes and ground down into your feet and really feel the weight of your legs and your hips, so you're dropping into your body. And as you start to come into the body, whatever's present for you, whether it's emotion, tenderness, excitement, whatever's there, just welcome it in. And I want you to feel yourself on one level at this beautiful place of completion of this mastermind journey that we've been on, but this powerful place of beginning, of the new chapter that's ready to begin for you now, of the new path that you're ready to forge and create and manifest in your life. I want you to feel into the changes that you have been wanting to create in your life for quite a long time now. And you know you've been dreaming about it, imagining it, feeling into it, preparing for it. And part of you is now feeling, okay, it's time. It's time to bring to life this vision, these desires. And just feel into what it is for you. Is it, it's time to finally create the life that I've always wanted to live? It's time to finally honor myself and my desires? It's time to finally put myself first? It's time to really value the wisdom and the gifts that I know I have and start to really share them? It's time to go all in and fully commit and devote myself to what I want to create. No more fear, no more hesitating, no more excuses. It's time to shine my light. It's time to express myself. And feel for the deeper part of you that is saying all of this to you. Feel for that deep inner part of you that is showing you now what's next, that is showing you what you're capable of and what's possible. And I want you to let yourself dream a little and play in your imagination. And if you were to cast your mind forward to the end of 2020, December, feel into your heart, feel into your body, feel into that part of you that is guiding you, and just begin to imagine, what would you love to be experiencing? What would you have loved to have created and manifested? How do you want to feel? Who do you want to be when we get to the end of 2020? Just notice what comes, whether it's images, feelings, words, a picture, a movie. If you let yourself rise and expand into all that you know you're destined for, into what you truly want. What would you love to see manifested, and what would you love to be experiencing by the end of this year? And if you can start to get any feeling or vision, what I want you to do is begin to just really pull it into your body. So it's not like it's a future thing or it's a daydream thing, but every time you get a feeling or an image, imagine you're drawing it into your body and like anchoring it into your cells, into the cells of your body. This feeling, this reality, these manifestations, this state. Get those images, those feelings, and install them into the cells of your body now so it becomes really familiar. And let's go now another 6 months. So this time in 2021, this time of year, May, June, mid-year. Mid-year 2021. Where are you? What's manifested? What are you feeling? What do you want to create? Where are you working? How are you spending your days? Who are you spending time with? How much money is in your bank account? If you're to imagine that 2021 vision, manifestation, reality, feeling that you're living in. There goes my postman. If you were to move back through your timeline from then until now, what are all the little steps that you've taken? Hang on, I'm just having a moment. I feel like my boyfriend's just locked himself out of the apartment. I'll just see if he bangs on the door, okay? I heard him lock the door as he went out and I don't think he has keys. Okay. Sorry for that, my loves. We'll just see if I need to go to the door. So imagine that 2021 place, that vision that you're in, and then all the steps that you've taken from that date, oh no, he's in, from that date until now, that have helped you create that and bring that to life. What decisions have you made? What steps have you taken? What has brought you from here to there? If at any point, if you want to open up your eyes and just jot down anything that's dropping in, whether it's any clarity you have around what you want to create, any steps that you can see you need to take that are key in you creating that, manifesting that vision this time next year. And if you can't see any of that, if you were just to tune into that part of you and ask, okay, where do I begin? Show me. What steps do I need to take? What changes do I need to make? Show me how to bring this to life. What do I need to know? I'm going to give you just a couple of moments just to jot anything down that came through in that exercise, any clarities, any feelings, any steps. Any guidance? And if anyone feels to share anything in the comments with me from that, even if, yeah, whatever it is, type in and let me know anything that came through for you in that. It's always something you can revisit if you weren't able to get a lot of clarity, even if you just got some feelings. Okay. So when it comes to moving forward from here and wanting to create what's next for us, an exercise like that, it is so powerful to actually be tapping into that like every day. And I would encourage you to create some type of ritual and set up some things in your life. And I think we did this right at the start of the mastermind that keep you connected to your vision, to your desires, to the feelings of what you want to create and experience in your life, of where you're going, right? And for me, you know, I've often talked about this, but it's a morning ritual of I sit every day. I try to make it an hour. Sometimes it's only half an hour. To just sit with and give energy to my dreams and my desires and what I want to create. And at the moment, you know, some, a lot of them seem far off in the future and they seem big and they seem unattainable. But if every day I sit with that deeper part of me and I ask, what's next? What step do I need to take? What change do I need to make? What can I do today to help move me closer to that vision? Because I know, you know, being a part of this program, you've had consistent classes and touch points in our Facebook group and different things to keep you on track. And it's going to be really important that you set up these things for yourself moving forward to support you to stay on track. Because what the reason for a lot of time our dreams don't manifest is because we end up giving more of our attention than to what's in front of us, to our day-to-day tasks, to where we are, to what we need to do. And we forget about our dreams and desires. We get too busy. And so I want to ensure you have things in place that ensure that everything you're wanting to create and birth is being nurtured and getting time and energy every day. Whether it's you create a new vision board, whether it's you write out your dreams and goals and you stick them somewhere that you're looking at them every day, whether you go into an exercise like that every morning, and you imagine and you dream and you vision. Ooh, let's see what's coming through. Dawn, 31st of December in my new simple home, snow outside, a printout of my first completed draft. And 1st of June next year, I'm on the road with my book setting up TV appearances. Oh, I'm getting teary-eyed with that. That is magic. I really want to honor you for just letting yourself dream and like fully claim that desire. Oh, I love that. I really feel that. Sophia, let go keeps repeating for me and just allowing myself to flow either the times and let things happen, less pushing. Beautiful. And when we get guidance like that, it ties into like what I was saying right at the start is that you might be in a period, I find when my guidance says just let go and like allow and make space, what it's sort of saying is like, trust me, I'm going to give you the steps. I'm going to show you the path in the right divine time. Your work right now is just to let go, let go of the fear and the force and the push and drop into allowing and trust us that we will show you, we will give you the steps. And when the steps drop in, please act on them. Sometimes we get like a lot of clarity on what's ahead and other times we're just being really pulled into the present to be guided. Kylie, mine was more about the thoughts I need to think to create the feelings of success or achievement. Yeah. Yes, there are tasks for me to do, but it's more about how I feel about myself and the thoughts I have. Does that even make sense? Yeah, of course it does. And I'm going to talk about this in a minute. It's not just about, cool, what steps do I need to take? So much of this is the inner alignment work, the inner preparation work of, right, okay. And I mean, I'll talk about it now. If we say, okay, say I want to be here at the end of this year or end of next year, I might be able to see very clearly, okay, well, that version of myself thinks differently, has different self-talk, has a different mindset, holds themselves differently, feels different emotions. And when we start to actually do that inner alignment work, it's not just about the action steps. And that's sort of what I'm doing now as I'm taking a bit of space. I can feel myself aligning on an inner level energetically, upgrading my mindset, shifting my beliefs, changing my self-talk, reworking my habits to click into being the person I need to be to create that next level reality. because we never just want to go from who we are now to trying to manifest that thing, because that's when we, like, almost like what Sophia said, we sort of get into that pushing and making it happen and we fall out of alignment. Versus we actually do the inner work to become the person that's living in this reality, then taking the steps are effortless. Which is why I was saying, you know, I'm doing work around my inner child and cleaning up all her stuff around visibility, so that I can come into being an empowered woman, and then visibility is just a really natural, effortless thing. Amanda, lots of things dropping in, too many to write. I'm on my phone, but it's all lots to do with performing, working with others, writing for and singing with other artists, and also recording my next album. Beautiful. Danielle, following what brings me joy, allowing the structure to unfold naturally. Surrounded by support, a beautiful home that we own, lots of freedom, all in time, breath by breath. Beautiful. That has a lot of space to it, that one. And so when you sort of, you tap into that, and this is where tapping into it is useful, is it helps guide not just the action steps, but the energy state. So when Danielle describes that, it has such a serenity to it. It has a lot of space and peace and ease and freedom. And so she knows, okay, well, in order to manifest that, I need to bring, like, I need to approach it with the same level of serenity and flow and ease and freedom and trust that I know I'll feel once I get there. I want to bring that energy into how I manifest it. So it wouldn't work for her to say, this is, you know, how it's going to feel and what I want, but be like, oh, well, and I'm going to have to push and hustle to get there. I know that's not her style, but I'm just using it as an example. She's like, all right, so if I follow what brings me joy, I know it's going to be bringing me to this, because this is joy. It can be that effortless. Dawn, beautiful. She's got a lot of practical stuff coming through. Steps, write 2 hours every day, work with my writing coach, work with my marketing coach. Exercise continues, but become my intuition guiding my workout. Eating intuitively, my health soars, my inner light. I find my local tribe, continue with online tribes. Love and support envelops me. These are such beautiful, like, that's like a beautiful, like, statement that you can read, a desire statement, all the time. Yeah, for me, a lot of practical stuff is dropping in too, around, okay, this is how we're going to change things with the podcast. This is how I'm going to set up my work week now. This is the commitment I'm going to make to what creative output I'm doing each week. I'm actually bringing in quite a bit of masculine structure too to support my feminine expansion. Thank you for sharing, everyone. So, you know, what I think I'm feeling as I'm hearing your responses, because I was going to come in and kind of talk about this idea of playing bigger, but it's different for everyone. And playing bigger is just, how do you feel personally to expand? What does expansion look and feel like to you? It's going to be different for everyone. And all this is where are you personally feeling guided? Yeah, to show up more powerfully for what you want, to expand your energy, to up-level your mindset, to come into a greater alignment with what you desire, and honestly, to let yourself dream as big as you want to dream, to let yourself have your desires look as grand and beautiful and magnificent and magical as you can possibly imagine. We don't need to limit ourselves. We don't need to limit ourselves to what just looks possible. Now, you might not be able to achieve that big vision in 6 or 12 months, but you never give up on it if that's what your heart is calling you towards. And so, and if it's not that, it's even, how do I want to show up? You know, being sort of being bigger and playing bigger in ourselves is, how do I want to show up as a brighter, more empowered, more alive, more aligned, more radiant version of myself? And that can be something you can do every single day. How can I shift into, we did a lot of this work in Align and Elevate, how can I shift into embodying that higher, brighter version of myself, that version of myself that is totally aligned with me living my full potential? And it's following what would feel, what would pull you into alignment with that every day, which might be reading an Abraham Hicks book, which might be having a bath, which might be journaling, which might be working on a creative project. It's whatever is coming through for you in that moment. Amanda, I'm being asked to honor my body as my temple. I think I've often taken it for granted. That's beautiful because, you know, sometimes when we're getting guided to do certain work, it's actually forming the foundation to help us expand and grow. Like I know for me, sometimes how I'm feeling in my body or my relationship to my body gets in the way of my visibility, gets in the way of my creative expression. And I'm too being guided to look at how I'm taking care of my body because I can't achieve my dreams without this body. I can't reach my full potential without this body. So I want to come into harmony and love with her and give her everything that she needs so that she can become this beautiful, highly functioning vehicle that can help me expand. Yep, so sometimes that's part of our preparation work for what we want to step into. Danielle's saying, me too, Amanda, dropping into my body to ground me through this next phase. Yeah, because we need the inner grounding. This reminds me of our conversation too, Kylie. We need the inner grounding and inner stability to hold the expansion we're wanting to create. Yeah, so sometimes we actually get pulled down and inwards as part of the preparation for the expansion that's coming. We might kind of go, because I'm sort of feeling like my energy is coming in and down a little bit, like almost like, you know that saying, have I said it to you before? How does it go? There's two of them that are coming to my mind about a seed that's been planted. One of them was like, you thought you were buried, but really you'd been planted. It was something like that. I'm not saying it the way that it's meant to be said. But I almost feel like that seed that's kind of coming into the darkness and the smallness, being buried down, and it might seem like this feels like the opposite energy of expansion, but it's almost like I'm the seed that's been planted. And I know I'm going to start to blossom. And there's another saying, it's like a proverb or a saying, and it kind of goes, they tried to bury us, but they didn't know we were seeds. I've always been really moved by that one. I never know who we're talking about with they, but I think whenever we go into that deeper grounding down, knowing that we are a seed that's been planted. So, yeah, Kylie, sometimes when you're in a dark place, beautifully said. I think she's got the right phrase here. Sometimes when you're in a dark place, you think you have been buried, but actually you have been planted. Thank you, Kylie. Beautifully, much beautiful, more beautifully said than I remember it. That's definitely sort of what I'm feeling at the moment. Yeah, it's a nice way to reframe it too if you're feeling anything that feels dark or heavy or challenging. So this kind of process of moving forward from here, expanding into what you want to create, stepping into your bigness and your light and your fullness begins with, I would say that daily connection, if you can, with your desires, with your visions. It can be as simple as, who do I want to be today? What feels like the highest expression of me today? What feels like it's going to take me to where I want to go? What would make me feel proud of myself today? Or what's my vision of wanting to manifest 6 months from now, 12 months from now? Giving energy to where you want to go rather than where you are through some type of daily practice, journaling, meditation, visioning, reading out a desire script, looking at your vision board. And then the inner energy alignment work, which we talked about quite a bit in, I think, our class on manifestation, which is, and I'm going to do a podcast on this actually, because sometimes we find ourselves in places where we feel a little stuck to get right into action right away to create it. We might feel like I can see exactly what I need to do, but right now I'm in lockdown because of COVID, or right now I'm in a day job, or right now for me I'm in this tiny small apartment, or it might feel like our situations that we've got around us might feel like they're hindering us stepping into exactly what we want to create. And if that's the case, that is your indication it's time to do inner alignment work, not just action, step out into the world, create work. All right, let me focus on my inner alignment work. And as Kylie was kind of saying, when I look at what I want to create, there's a very distinct version of myself living in that reality that thinks a certain way, has certain self-talk, holds her body a certain way, has certain emotions, certain mindset. where am I at right now? And where do I need to upgrade my mindset, upgrade the way that I think, change my belief systems in order to come into alignment with what I want to create? And this is beautiful inner work we can be doing even before we can take any outer action steps. So I was actually doing some work around this with, I always use money as an example just because everyone can relate. But when I was tapping into my next level vision for money, what I actually uncovered was guilt. There was an emotion of guilt there, guilty for asking for more money, guilty that I'm receiving more and not knowing if I'm going to add more value. I noticed that guilt was an emotion that's blocking me receiving more money. So that's where I go, okay, we've got some cleanup work to do here. And what I want to say to you about moving forward in particular is you're going to continue to encounter blocks as you move forward from here, whether it's practical blocks, challenges, roadblocks, or inner blocks within yourself. And sometimes, and I've experienced this through my journey, when we, as soon as we encounter a block, we give it all of our power and we let it be a reason for us to stop. We let it be become a reason to say, this is why I can't have what I want. Versus, okay, let me get a little bit curious about this. How interesting. Look what I've just uncovered. The difference between the version of me that is living here receiving this amount of money and the version of me here that's receiving this amount of money is that this version of me doesn't have the guilt. This version of me feels whole and worthy and deserving and totally open to receive. This version of me feels guilty and like she can't ask for more. Okay, cool. I'm glad I see that about myself. Now, this is interesting. What do I need to be able to work through this? Is this something I can work through by myself? Do I need to go have a kinesiology session, a NLP session, a coaching session to work through this? What do I need to overcome this? So we no longer feel like our blocks are things that stop us. Instead, our blocks become something that we get excited to work through and get curious on how to work through. And so this is much more lighthearted approach when you encounter a block, because I guarantee you're going to encounter them. And I think the thing that keeps us moving forward long-term beyond programs like this and to be able to achieve our dreams is how resilient we are in navigating and moving through and around blocks as they present, how persistent we are in our determination to keep moving forward, even if we're encountering some type of block. Like even with me, with like my visibility stuff is something I'm just constantly bumping up against. And there's been sometimes this inner part of me is like, well, we might as well just give up. You know, you're never going to overcome this. This is too hard. Versus, okay, this is obviously a really significant area of growth and learning for me. How can we overcome this? Do I think it's possible to overcome this? What would it look like to be on the other side of this? What would I need to be believing in order to move beyond this? Do I need some support? Do I need to do some inner child work? Do I need to get some help? We actually become committed to moving beyond anything and everything that might be stopping us, regardless of how big it becomes. And we learn sort of that practice of sometimes you get knocked down and then you just dust yourself off and you get back up again. And that's what I think will be a big part of determining kind of your success moving forward, is how resilient you are in navigating this stuff and maybe getting knocked down and bouncing back, and how determined and committed you are to continuing to move forward, even if you just keep coming up against all this stuff that seems to be getting in your way. It's whenever we make that bigger than us that it stops us. And this stuff will rise to test and challenge you. How committed are you to having what you want? How committed are you to living as your highest, brightest self? Are you going to keep showing up even when it gets difficult, even when it's not easy, even when life challenges you? Like this was coming up in my living environment. I don't know if I talked about this before, but the excuses I've been making around why it's so much harder to do things here now, to show up, to be visible, to teach live classes, whatever it is. And I feel like it's life testing me, being like, are you literally going to give up on your dream because of this? Or are you going to become resilient and adaptable? Are you going to stay committed and just figure out how to make this work? So it's our ability to do that that will help us move forward. Gemma, I think I'm tackling loneliness. Like, moving into my next chapter is going to disconnect me even more than I already am from certain people and drama in my current life. So all of that drama is coming up. I feel like there's a bit of a reframe here around connection. Because it feels to me, from what you're saying, connection is important. And when we have the desire for connection, sometimes we go about it in two ways. We can meet that need for connection through being in the workplace, having the drama, being around people every day, having the conversations we can continue to have. Or we can find connection through connecting with ourselves, connecting with our audience, connecting through empowering, loving conversation, connecting by sharing on our Instagram account or putting out a podcast episode or interviewing someone. So maybe it's about challenging that story. So knowing that this connection piece is incredibly important to you, but what I think you're being guided into is a more aligned, higher vibrational form of connection rather than the connection a lot of us get through maybe our drama patterns and the challenges and the triggers that come up, which is a really beautiful mirror for me, actually. I've been navigating that a lot around the way that I create emotional drama in myself to get attention. It's how I get attention from my partner when I create an emotional drama, versus is it possible for me to create that connection with him in much more empowering, calm, mature ways? 100% it is, but I might just need to reprogram myself into that. And, you know, this is part of the releasing that's happening at the moment. Is anytime we want to align with a higher reality or a higher version of ourselves, we unfortunately will need to let go of things that are out of alignment with that, which might be old parts of ourselves and certain relationships or situations that we've set up to keep us stuck in that low level. Is this resonating, Gemma? Yeah, beautiful. Agreed. Love it. I need to keep unpacking this. I can only release some of the unaligned because they're relatives. Right. And then it's exploring, and we can talk about this in the group coaching call, what those boundaries might look like to you. Because boundaries are how we manage our own energy and what we give our time and energy and focus to. What gets time in our calendar, what gets time in our mind, what gets our energy through us being present with it and giving ourselves to it. And so the boundary is always around, okay, if I can't completely eliminate this person, how do I want to, what do I want to do with my time, energy, and focus in this relationship? Does it mean investing less time in it? Does it mean thinking about it less? Does it mean being less available by putting in a boundary like, I don't know, if I hear from that person, I don't reply for a couple of hours, or I want to see this person less, or, you know, I've been working with a client who is managing some stuff with an ex-partner of hers. And so she's cut off certain lines of communication so he can still communicate with her, but only through email now. And so that has more of a boundary around it for her rather than him just being able to call her whenever he wants. So there's different things that you can put up, and it's just feeling into your energy and actually like, okay, if it's not realistic to completely cut this person, what is the boundary I want to put in around like what's no longer okay for me to receive in this dynamic, which might involve a conversation of like, I'm going to ask that, you know, if you're feeling angry or upset, you don't communicate to me until you've calmed down, for example, or I'm going to ask, you know, that I really want to be supported in what I'm doing here. And if you can't support me, I would just ask that you keep your opinion to yourself in that moment. It's asking for what you need in terms of how you want the other person's energy to, you know, how accessible you want to be to their energy. And then how much energy and time and focus you want to be giving to them. Not always easy to implement, but if we actually look at, say, you know, the Gemma that feels really empowered in these situations, you might even just be able to tap into how does she handle this differently? What is she doing that's different to what current level is doing? And that can kind of show you where the shift needs to happen. Um, You know, and I think I've said this to you before, I believe the reason we're given every desire, you know, that we want to create is not just so we can achieve it, but it's because of who we're meant to become along the way. And so this growth journey, this growth process you're going to have to go on of, yeah, shedding parts of yourself and upgrading the way you do things and, you know, really honoring more of your self-worth. Actually, really interesting, Gemma. We're in a Venus retrograde at the moment. Venus governs a lot around relationships and self-worth and self-value. So I think a lot of us are being challenged at the moment in certain relationships to really honor ourselves and what we want and need and what supports us and actually, and also like the level to which we want to receive from life and what we want to receive in our relationships and to be really in our power communicating that and determining what our value is in those dynamics. So yeah, that just came into my mind. Might even be worth, yeah, do a little bit of Googling around Venus retrograde. You might notice there's some real themes coming up around, particularly it's also like what we love and value in our life that might be shifting for us. That can happen during a Venus retrograde and a reassessment of relationships as well during this time. And, you know, any retrograde is a chance to look back and reflect over an area of our life and make some changes so that when the planet moves forward, we're moving forward in a different way. So this journey is all about who you're going to be becoming. And like, let's make that journey fun and exciting. Like, I actually, if we could reframe all of this as very like a lighthearted, fun, exciting journey of discovering new things about ourselves and then getting curious to how we can overcome these limitations, then it becomes just so much, it's just much more of an empowering journey rather than feeling burdened by the amount of stuff we feel we have to work through. So with this journey, stay in the present as much as possible. I know I've asked you to future vision, but always keep bringing it back to the now and pay attention to anything around overwhelm, because overwhelm will always be your indication you're out of the present moment. Overwhelm will always be the indication you're not anchored into your power and your inner guidance in that moment, because your inner guidance never overwhelms you. If you're really tuned into that clear, intuitive, empowered space, you won't be feeling panic and overwhelm and a need to rush and push and figure things out. You will feel inspired to take action, because you still know action is part of creating what you want, but you'll feel calm. And I think I've said it, have I said it in this class or I said it in my women's group, the quote from A Course in Miracles that Gabby Bernstein often says, which is, those that are certain of the outcome can afford to wait and wait without anxiety. I think I've said that one before. And so there's that part of you that trusts the process, that knows this is going to take time, but is certain about the outcome it's creating. And just continues to show up in the present moment and be like, okay, and what now? And what step now? And what step now? And what can I do now? Right? These constant choice points. In this moment, I have a choice to do a step or show up in a certain way that takes me closer to where I want to go, or take a step that's going to move me further away or keep me stuck in my old patterns. And in every single moment, I have a choice. It's incredible, right? You're literally creating it all in every moment. Danielle, such a reframe from uncertainty into faith and assurance. It's unfolding. Beautiful. That's so, so true. And then it's in that place that the guidance is so clear about what's next. We all know once we're up here in the head and we're in overwhelm and we're in fear, we can't even think clearly. We don't even know what step to take. Amanda was saying she's been working on this around relationships. Beautiful. Kylie, lol, until you said that, I totally felt myself getting into my head. Come back in. So not to share what, you know, is coming up in anyone's private sessions, but Kylie and I were doing some work around this, around the different energies, right, that we have of our mind and our body. So this is a beautiful reminder for all of us. If you're feeling yourself up here, the thinking, the worry, the analysis, that's not where your power is. Not up there. So there's no point trying to be up there trying to figure it out. It's like, come in and Find a reference point in the body, whether it is the heart energy. I know a lot of you have used your heart energy as your anchor, whether it is the power center in the body, whether it is that whatever your inner guidance, I know we talked about this on our session on intuition, whatever that your intuition feels like in your body, right? Come back to that as your anchor point in the present moment. And like that's the continual choice point that you're making, right? When you're in that moment, you can feel what energy you're connected to. Do whatever you need to do to come back into your center, into your power center, into your heart, your solar plexus, your intuition, and then receive the next step from there. Beautiful. And as we talked about on our group coaching call, remember knowing which energy is guiding you. Hang on a moment. I'm wanting to move forward into action, but I can feel that's just totally my head that doesn't believe my dream is possible and is panicking and feels like I need to rush, right? Okay, that's not the energy I want to be living from and creating my future from. At different points as well, and this has happened to me on my journey of expanding my work and my business, at times I've lost touch with the original guiding feeling behind what I'm doing, and sometimes our ego takes over. And this is why I think at the moment I'm getting a little bit of pause, because I'm just having to recalibrate my energy. Because sometimes my ego comes in, yeah, and it makes my visibility all about me and getting attention and being good enough, or it makes my work all about how much money I'm making and the sales. And when we disconnect from the actual pure reason behind why we're doing what we're doing. So continue to come back to your why. Continue to find the heart-driven why behind what you're wanting to create, because we can get a bit lost in, particularly if we start to get some success, or particularly if things start to happen. I've found there's another part of me that can kind of hijack my dream and take it over. And so continually returning to what the pure heart-driven why is of why you desire this, and service for others, and also the why in terms of who the woman you're wanting to be in this, not just the external stuff you're creating. Also be sure as you're moving forward that you're continuing to celebrate your successes and your progress and acknowledge yourself. So this is again a big trap I've fallen into at different points. I find myself focusing on what isn't happening, how long something's taking, the results I'm not getting, where something hasn't worked. And what we forget to focus on is all the places that things are happening and then all of the incredible little successes and achievements. And we forget to acknowledge ourselves and we forget to celebrate that. So in the early days of building my business, I did what I call success journaling. It's just the name that I gave it. And it was daily little notes that I'd have on my computer, or I call them day notes. I just call them whatever I want, but it's a Google document, or sometimes it's in the notes section of my phone, because notes, you know, syncs between my phone and my computer. So I've got like a live working document I can bounce between. And say I'm wanting to create and manifest something, I would make note every single day of anything or everything that I could celebrate and acknowledge that was an indication that I was moving towards that. Either something I would do in myself, like today I had my green juice. Today I did my 10-minute meditation. Today I showed up and taught a masterclass. Today I downloaded some beautiful guidance for a podcast. I would acknowledge myself for anything that I did that was in alignment with the woman I wanted to be, that showed I was showing up, that was a step I took, that was something that I practiced. And then I would also acknowledge anything that manifested that day. Could even be like, I had a beautiful conversation with a woman in the DMs of my Instagram, or I got an email about, you know, being featured on someone's podcast, or had some money drop in because someone bought one of the products that's on sale. Any tiny thing that I could acknowledge. Back in the day, it was like, I'll never forget when I started my Facebook page. It was called A Life of Perfect Days because that's what my blog was at the time. And I think I literally had like 40 followers on that page, which is now my Connie Chapman business page and has 7,000 followers on it. But when I started it, it had like 40 people. And every, because the page was growing so slowly, I could track the numbers. And so every day I might be like, 3 new people like my page today, 5 new people like my page today. I had 2 comments on my post today. And that sounds so childish, like to acknowledge that. But I had to acknowledge the tiniest of things that happen to keep showing myself and almost create this story. Things are happening, things are happening, things are happening. Look, you're moving forward. Things are manifesting, energy's coming in. And you, if you really want to begin to build momentum and a feeling of success and a feeling of moving forward, I would encourage you to get into some type of daily practice of this, acknowledging your steps, acknowledging what's manifesting, acknowledging anything from the day. And I'd sometimes do this at the end of the day, or I'd do it through the day. And I would realize and I'd reflect, so much had happened that day that I had completely forgotten to acknowledge. And if I hadn't done that practice of writing it down, I would have completely forgotten it. Even like, you know, had this great soulful conversation with the person in the cafe about coaching, and I realized that person was into it too, or my Uber driver, or like the tiniest of things. But that's really, really helpful if you're ever falling into the story of nothing's happening, I'm not getting anywhere, nothing's changing, and you're feeling a bit flat. I have found that practice really helps lift my energy and really helps create a new story that things are happening and that things are manifesting and moving. Yeah, beautiful. Danielle, I do something similar in the notes section of my phone, which I call breadcrumbs. I love that name. Yeah, that's such a good name for it. Signs that align with my dreams. Beautiful. I love that name for it. That is such a beautiful practice, because it is everything. It's manifesting as the breadcrumbs. And this is why I originally started my blog and called it A Life of Perfect Days all these years ago. Because I remember thinking that my dreams felt so far away and so big, but I knew that if every day I showed up and made that day the best day that it could and focused on all the great things that were happening and made that a really beautiful, positive, amazing day, that over time, all of those days would add up and I would be at the fulfillment of my dreams. And that became a really powerful practice for me, this A Life of Perfect Days practice of just doing whatever I could to show up as my best self that day, manifest whatever I could that day, celebrate the breadcrumbs that came in that day. And those days all build up and accumulate, right? But that is, I love that you've got that. Yeah, goosebumps, love that, A Life of Perfect Days. Yeah, that was like that was the name when I started my blog and started everything. It was really the foundation of my practice. But the breadcrumb stuff is awesome too. I love that. Beautiful. If anyone, I'm just going to continue working through my notes here, but if anyone wants to share anything that's coming up for you as we are completing our journey around how do I keep moving forward, or how do I keep myself on track, or any fear or doubt that's coming up, what you're currently working through and feeling as we're at the sort of end of our mastermind journey. Beautiful, Kylie, it sounds like a perfect practice to me. Yeah, awesome. This stuff makes a really big difference. What else have I got here? I think a few more things. I really want you to feel into what you want to set up in your life that will set you up for success, that will really keep you on track and will help you keep moving forward. Who are the people that you're going to need in your life to help you? How can you call in more like-minded people? Where can you find these people? People that are going, because I find having like-minded people is one of the biggest determinants of success. Because if you say wrap up this mastermind journey and we're not as active in our Facebook community and you don't have anyone else to talk to about your dreams, you don't have any other examples of people in your life who are out there forging this brave path, being courageous, stretching, you know, their mind of what's possible, it's going to be really hard for you to hold that all by yourself. And I want you to think about moving forward from here, what you're going to need in your life to help you. You'll still be able to draw on our community and our Facebook group. But maybe begin to think about, okay, how and where can I start to connect with more of these people? People who I know are out here doing something different in the world. And, you know, do I want to find some meetup groups or some workshops or some online Facebook groups? Or if I'm interested in setting up a podcast, who are these like-minded people I want to begin to chat to? Who do I want to network with online? Whose Instagram accounts do I want to interact with a bit? You've got to build a community around you. I think it's been one of the biggest determinants of my success, particularly when I was in a day job and I'd go into my job and everyone was the complete opposite, as well with my family. I had to hand pick people that were going to be my people, that were going to help show me what was possible, and we're going to keep reminding me what was possible. And when I first started blogging, we had a really beautiful online community of people in Australia who were beginning to blog in this industry. They were the only thing that pulled me forward. Like, literally, if I hadn't had them, I don't think I would have done it. Kylie's saying it's so much easier for me to focus on the negative. Yeah, so this is a really, really positive, beautiful practice to take on. Sophie's saying, going back to, and maybe you're typing the comment there in the moment. It was about going back to work. Amanda, yes, I really want to create a community of creative people and like-minded people. I have an idea called the Creative Co-op, whether it's a monthly networking meeting, a podcast, blog, I'm not exactly sure. The Creative Co-op. Beautiful, beautiful. And this is the thing. If we want that community and we can't as yet find them, maybe we're the one to create that community. Maybe we can be the one to start to come up with, whether it's a free Facebook group or a networking group or things we can host online or host in person that will allow us to call in the community. And this is part of leadership. I was also going to talk about leadership today. Where do you want to step into your leadership? Leadership begins with self-leadership. So how do you want to lead yourself, right? And how actually are you leading yourself? So if you were to look at yourself self-objectively, like in terms of how you lead, how do you lead yourself? Are you the kind of leader that, you know, when the person you're leading, e.g. yourself, says it's too hard, does the leader go, yeah, you're right, it's too hard, you don't have to do anything today? Or does the leader say, no, I believe in you, you're capable of this, show up, let's get going? Does the leader, do you as a leader, stay committed to your vision? Do you as a leader show up despite resistance? Do you, in terms of how you lead yourself, set goals and intentions and tasks and ensure you stay accountable to that? It's really important to look at how we're going to lead ourselves moving forward. And then whether we want to be a leader in any shape or form in our communities, because even if you've got 5 people following you on Instagram, you're leading them. You're in a leadership space. And what type of leader do you want to be for the people who are interested in hearing what you have to say? A really interesting thing to explore. Sophia, going back to work, I'm finding it hard to balance my work with other work. I enjoy both for different reasons, but getting the best out of both seems like too much at the moment. Part of me feels like this is because I don't honor myself when I'm around other people, and it just drains me and takes me out of my bubble. I'm practicing to protect my energy, but it seems like one of the biggest challenges for me. And I think what you're seeing here, because a lot's being eliminated for us, is, okay, this part of myself, this pattern within me, needs to be reworked and upgraded for me to expand. And so sometimes a lot of that gets really illuminated in quite a confronting way, and we get quite stuck in it and we're not sure how to overcome it. I think there's 2 things there. One approach is to look deeper at why that pattern of behavior is there, what it gives you, and what part of you set it up. It feels to me like it's an inner child thing still, that might be worth finding and revisiting that part of yourself. How old was she when she chose to set up this pattern of, so when you say not honoring myself around other people, might be taking on other people's energy or overgiving myself or forgetting about myself and focusing on them, whatever it looks like. How old is the little girl in you that set that pattern of behavior up? Why did she set that pattern of behavior up? It would have served her at some point. Maybe it was how she connected with people in her family or felt loved or felt worthy, whatever it is, or felt valuable. I feel like there's a little bit more healing and resolution around her, because there is, this is what I've noticed, whenever the inner child is still running a pattern of behavior, we're just not going to feel like fully in our power. So there's an upgraded version of this pattern of behavior that still allows you, because ultimately as well, what does this give you? Does it give you connection? Does it give you love? Does it give you acknowledgement? Whatever it is. And there might be a way that you can still access some of those feelings, but in a way that still honors you. And so if you were just to imagine for a moment how you would love to see yourself managing yourself and your energy in these relationships and in this dynamic. If you could step out of this habitual unconscious way of doing things that feels like it just sort of happens, and you could choose, and you were to imagine showing up in a way where you feel really in your own energy and strong and grounded and empowered, and where there's clear boundaries in energy exchange. So it's not like I'm overgiving and I'm overtaking. There's not an enmeshment of energy. There's a separateness of energy. We're two whole sovereign beings just interacting, not needing anything from each other, not trying to get anything from each other, not even needing to give anything to each other. Just like vibrating in the same space in our own whole energy. And sometimes the way that I found is useful, if I sort of feel really stuck on a pattern, sometimes I need to step out of it and imagine the version of me that's no longer running that pattern and what that looks like, and start to paint a new picture of showing up as my whole empowered self in that situation. And that starts to give you some more information around what this would look like and what changes you have to make, and the different mindset that's there. So there's a certain mindset and belief system at the moment that's running that pattern of behavior in terms of what relationships are and what you need from them, or what they give you or what they mean. Versus if there was, I've been doing this a lot in my romantic relationship, because that's where this definitely plays out for me. What would it look like to just be two whole sovereign beings that don't need anything from each other, that aren't here to fix or heal or give to each other or do anything for each other, but just simply exist alongside each other because it feels joyful. It feels joyful to play as two beings in this reality. You know, I'm wondering if you can just feel the difference in it. Also feel into, part of this might be to, I know I've heard you kind of express, although we haven't dived into exactly what it is, that things have shifted for you through this ISO time. And you might find, yeah, you come out now and things do feel different and there are changes you want to make. I know you've gone really, you've gone really deep on showing up for the work that's important to you. And maybe that work wants to take more of a center stage in your life now. And if so, it might mean having to start to pull your energy out a little bit of some of the other forms of work that you do, possibly. So sometimes what we need to look at is, oh, am I being guided to make a change here? If I actually want to give my dream work some more time and energy, is this asking me to, I don't know, drop down the number of shifts I do, or not be as available for shifts, or only work a few days a week, or start to say no sometimes, or stop being so overcommitted, whatever it is, or stop giving so much in this dynamic? That's what I'm sort of feeling. I'm feeling like maybe as you've become more connected to like your true soul work, there might need to be some letting go and making a bit of space to continue to allow that to expand. That's just something that's dropping in. You might want to play around with. So yeah, looking at community is important. Setting up, you know how we've been doing the monthly videos? If that's been working well for you, I would encourage you to keep doing monthly reflections and intention setting just in your own kind of world. Like at the end of every month, reflect on the lessons, the learnings, what the themes were for you, what steps you took. Then at the start of the month, set your intentions for the month ahead. Map out the key things you want to achieve or focus on for that month. Lay out how you want to feel and how you're going to let those feelings guide you. Keep working with that if that has been working well for you. And think about if there's some form of accountability, even if you want to stay in touch with anyone in this group and do a little accountability system with each other and anyone that you feel like you've connected with and stay in touch and be like, can we check in at the start of each month on our goals and dreams and where we're at the moment? Just think about what you're going to need to set up to support yourself to move forward. Let me see if there's anything else. But I think as well the mindset upgrade stuff is going to be big moving forward. So maybe as well revisit some of our earlier masterclasses that we did on that, where we were talking about some of the mindset and inner work. You might want to go back to some of those principles. Because I think the achievement of what you want to create is actually going to be less of an external journey and more of an inner journey. And so at any point where you're feeling into and imagining what you want and you notice any inner block or mindset story or anything or pattern of behavior that's out of alignment with that, write it down and get committed to working through it in whatever way you can. Either understanding more deeply where you set up that pattern of behavior and why, and maybe doing some inner work on the part of you that created that because it served a purpose for you at that time. Doing some work to rewrite that story so you can actually literally rewrite it. So even in Sophia's perspective, you could write a whole new story around you and relationships with other people. This is how I show up. This is how I do things. This is what my work relationships look like. Here's how I manage my energy. Here's how I relate to other people. Here's the type of people that I let really come into my inner circle. You can actually write out a whole new story, like write out a new story about money, write out a new story about your relationship to your body, and then consciously choose to practice that. That rewriting the story is a really powerful one. It's a big thing I'm doing around money at the moment. And then another one that we've done, which I think we did in one of our masterclasses, is where actually tapping into that higher version of yourself pulls you beyond the lower level patterns. So for me, for example, when I'm bumping up against fear of expressing myself, I connect with the version of myself who feels empowered and confident and certain and expressive, and I feel her energy and I choose to be her, and I let her pull me beyond my fear. I let her pull me beyond my resistance. I'm just filling it into if there's anything else that's coming up. Is there anything else you want to share with me or ask, loves, that you need to help you move forward from where we are now as we're wrapping up our last sort of official masterclass in our journey? Or even just let me know how you're feeling. Or even let me know, yeah. or even let me know what you're going to set up, maybe, or what you feel you're going to practice to help you continue to move forward from here. Let me see if there's anything else in the workbook too that I wanted to share. Beautiful. Amanda's saying this all feels really good. I feel much more centered and calm. Danielle feeling supported and grateful for this beautiful space. Beautiful. The space, I'll be like active in the group until the end of June, but then the group will still be available for you all to continue to connect in and chat. I'm not going to close the group down. So that will be a space that you can continue to come to and connect with everyone in there if you need it. Dawn, I'm feeling excited like I did at the beginning, only I'm much more connected to myself. Beautiful. It's been such a beautiful journey leading you all. I've absolutely loved watching everything that you've been exploring and practicing and creating and stepping into. This is just the beginning now of an amazing new journey that's ahead. Yeah. So we have a group coaching call this weekend on Sunday. I'll just post a poll in to get confirmation of the time that works best for everyone. I know it's tricky with our time zones being a bit split between Europe, States and Australia, but we'll see what we can get working. And then the bonus class I'll be running not next Monday, but the Monday after. I'll ask you all to do June videos if you want to come in and do an update on what May was like for you and post a video for June and maybe a little reflection and wrap up of where you're at as we're completing this journey. Sophia, I feel a bit more clarity. Thank you. I have some reflecting to do and I know I need to step more into my calling now, even though it's challenging to let go of some things around me. I actually really feel like that's what it's about. That's the sense I'm getting as we were talking. I'm getting a sense that this calling is really calling at you. And it's actually, I think you've done a lot of foundational work, Sophia, through this mastermind. And I think you're really ready to go further into it. I guess part of me doesn't own it or admit it because it means saying goodbye to a lot. Yep. And this ties into what I was talking about in my Instagram live and also what I was sort of talking about at the start about endings. We've got some grief stuff going on at the moment. There's endings. We're letting go. We're saying goodbye because it's not just that we're saying goodbye to these old things. With us, we're saying goodbye to old parts of ourselves, the parts of ourselves that set those things up. Where's my lighting going? Come back. And I was noticing that's what was coming up for me this morning as I was coming onto my last masterclass here. I ran a group coaching call for my women's group yesterday. That was our last group coaching call. And I'm feeling some grief and some sadness because I know the reason I'm taking space is that I'm not going to do things in the same way anymore. Anything that the stuff that starts is going to start to come out for me July, August, September is all going to be done in a completely different way. Everything's changing. And there's a lot of like that for me because I'm like, wow, I've been doing things this way for years and this way has been working for me and this is part of my identity. And I'm like, shed, shed, shed. And I actually do really feel, Sophia, that you are ready to really step in a big way. I think you've brought yourself to a place where you're really ready for that. So feel the grief, feel the sadness, feel the emotion that comes with knowing one aspect of your journey is complete. It's time to let it go and it's time to step into a new one. And if that brings emotion, fear, whatever it brings, embrace it. But once that calling says to you, it's time to make a change, you have no choice but to honor it. That's where I'm at. I mean, for me, I'm like, literally things are not going to be the same moving forward from here. And I'm like, all right, it's time to really embrace change, Connie, and do things differently. And I'm like, woo, you know, and there's a fear. There's one of my biggest fears of changing the way that I do business is that I'm going to lose connection. So I'm processing a lot around that. I'm even have grief as these groups are completing, because I get such beautiful connection from all of you. Like, I love leading my groups, and I know I'm taking a little break from leading groups for a bit, and I feel some grief around that. I'm like, where am I going to get my connection, you know? But I just got to trust this little phase of the transition that I'm in before new things come. Gemma, me too. I'm feeling more clarity about these wobbly struggles and the endings I need to let go of to own my new self. This is exciting. This is an exciting journey in the new me ahead. Yay. Yeah. Like, and it's as much as we know sometimes I'm ready to let this go and I want to let this go, it's still hard because it's so familiar. It's like I've been doing this for so long and it brings me comfort and I know it and, you know, But when we know it's time to grow, then it is. Dawn, I love reading all these beautiful realizations. Danielle, feeling this too, honoring the next phase and what it could look like, but feeling so lost in the in-between. I feel you, Danielle. That's been, that's what I was saying, like being in the darkness, like we think we're in the dark. We think we've been buried, but we've been planted. That's what it feels like for me at the moment, because I'm just feeling like it feels like life is just letting things, let this go, Connie, let this go, Connie, let this go. And I'm like, where, what's next? What am I actually, where is this all taking me? But I'm feeling if we can trust, particularly through June and July, these might be a little bit of a time. We're going to, I'm not saying clarity and everything won't drop in before then, but we're going to start to see the sprouting of the seeds that are now planted around August, September. I think things will get a lot more clear for us then. But my sense is, for me, June and July is a lot of behind the scenes, going within, doing a lot of preparation work, having the courage to create a shit ton of space and not get my ego hits of connection and validation and worth, but really go within to listen to how things need to be done and birthed now in a new way. And I'm telling you, the more that you can have the courage just to hold that space and trust the process, the more clearly your inner guidance will speak to you around what's next. And the timing of it all will be divine and perfect. I'm really having to surrender because I want the changes now. I want the forward movement now. I want all the stuff now. And my guidance is like, Connie, just a couple more months. It's a couple more months. If you can trust us, the work that you're going to be doing over these next couple of months is so important and so necessary, and you're going to be so ready to blossom if you can just be in this in-between period. Amanda, I'm working to step into my power. I'm so thankful this group and these classes to guide me. It's exciting and scary, but I know it will be so worth it. Gemma, I feel you too. Danielle, Kylie, I can't wait to see you all create. Gemma, I'm excited but still clinging to past comforts like a small child. And so if you have a small child that's afraid, and obviously Gemma, you're a mother, Amanda, once you've had kids, you probably can connect to this even more than just imagining it. But if you were to have a small child that's afraid, and imagine that child has something that brings them a lot of comfort. I even remember being a kid when my mom tried to get me to wean off my bottles and I didn't want a bar of it. I stopped drinking milk bottles. Every night I wanted warm apple juice in a bottle and I wouldn't want to drink it before I went to bed. Even when I was like a grown up, not a grown up, sorry, but like I remember my little sister, because she's 6 years younger than me, was a baby drinking bottle. So I would have been 6 or 7 and I wanted my apple juice bottle. And that was my comfort. Or if a baby, you know, sorry, if a kid has a fluffy toy or a blankie, whatever it is. How do you go about supporting that child to let go of their comfort, the thing that brings them comfort? This is like, how do we support and nurture ourselves to get out of our comfort zone? Because we have those things that bring us comfort because they make us feel safe, they make us feel secure. And I'm sure anyone would agree, if you just try to rip that thing off that kid, that's pretty painful for them. And so sometimes we do this to ourselves. We're like, you need to just get out of your comfort zone. You need to let go of that thing that brings you comfort. And we forget that it's quite a tender process. If you imagine it through the reference point of a kid having to let go of their blankie or their bunny or their bottle or their dummy that brings them so much comfort, you can't just rip that thing off them. There's a process to weaning them off that allows them to find their power outside of it, that allows them to find comfort and safety without that thing. You understand? Allows them to come to build the belief that they're okay without it. And that takes time for them to find their feet without their little comforts, right? So we need to nurture ourselves in the same way. So bring that. If you are noticing, you've got that part of you clinging on to the past comfort that's like a child clinging to their dummy or their bunny or their blankie or their bottle. How would you support that child? How would you reassure them that they're okay without that thing, that they can still be fine, they can still feel safe, they can still fall asleep, they can still do whatever they want without that thing. They can comfort themselves emotionally without it. So it's about being compassionate to that part of ourselves, but then continuing to remind ourselves how powerful and strong and capable we are and how ready we are to move beyond those things that have kept us comfortable. Beautiful. Danielle, totally resonates. My intuition is bringing me back to my breath. It helps so much. Yep, breath is a beautiful anchor. Yep. Danielle, it didn't feel like enough action, but it's been super grounding and important. Yeah, we don't need to analyze it, just trust it. Dawn, a lot of love, but a lot of love to let it go. Yes, let it go with love. We are on the verge of really, really beautiful, beautiful, incredible new chapters and expansion. We're just going through some real transformation stuff. As I said on my live, we're no longer the caterpillar. She's gone, but we are in the cocoon. We're not quite yet the butterfly. We're starting to sense her and notice her and feel her, but we're not in the fullness of what that butterfly can be yet. So let's trust where we are and embrace where we are and do our inner preparation work and keep doing the inner work and keep letting go and shedding and releasing, those old things, and prepare for some beautiful rising that I think is really going to happen as we come into the second half of the year. So proud of you all. Thank you for all your beautiful shares. I can't wait to watch your videos about May and June. And I'll let you know about our bonus class and the time for our group coaching call. But I'm just so proud of you all, and thank you for being here with me today. And I'm just can't wait to see what manifests for all of you moving forward from here. Have a beautiful, beautiful Monday or Sunday, whatever day it is for you. And I'll talk to you soon, loves. Thank you, Kylie. Thank you, Gemma. Thank you, Danielle. Beautiful. Talk to you soon, everyone. Bye. Thank you, Sophia.